This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories over the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Great big news story this past week, a big coup for Riverside. The California Air Resources Board announced that it picked the city of Riverside to locate, I guess it's going to be a new emissions testing lab. You might explain, are they going to relocate their existing facility? Are they going to build a new facility? What are the details?
Yeah, they're building a brand new facility. Their facility where they've been in El Monte for decades is getting kind of outdated, and they started a few years ago looking at where to relocate, build a new, not only emissions testing facility, but also headquarters for 400 of their executives, scientists, engineers, technicians. These are high-end jobs. Those will be coming to Riverside. The competition was with Pomona. The Cal Poly Pomona campus and the UCR campuses were the two that were competing. A lot of the staff, the CARB actually polled its staff and asked which they would prefer. Well, of course, people who live close to El Monte would rather commute to Pomona rather than the farther distance to Riverside. But a full court press was put on by the Riverside community, city, county, the university, and they got a lot of people on their side, including the president pro tem of the state Senate, Kevin DeLeon, wrote a very persuasive letter about not just all the reasons why UC Riverside was a good fit. It's been the university that has had the bulk of the research contracts with CARB all of these years, but also he said, now is the time to make a generational decision to invest in a big project like this in an underrepresented community, in a community that has a lot of economic problems. And this is a huge shot in the arm for Riverside.
Yeah, I was at the Inland Empire Economic Partnership's State of the Region conference when this news broke. It was actually Riverside City Manager John Russo who broke the news at the conference. And it was prescient right there because it has been the talk of Inland Empire economic leaders that we need this watershed moment where high-end, higher-paying sort of science jobs that do require higher education come to the Inland Empire. Yes, recently Amazon opening fulfillment centers and new grocery stores coming to the IE. But this was a bigger deal because of the specific quality of these jobs.
You know, high-tech jobs are kind of the most sought after. Every city that I know of has always tried to attract them. And in just one shot, this brings 400 jobs now and possibly 200 more after that over the decades that it's in Riverside. Another reason why it's so fitting, Ken, is the air quality out here. You know, certainly the Inland Empire suffers from the worst air quality in the region. And for that research facility to be located where the problems are worse just makes sense.
Yeah, air quality is a big deal here. Well, let's stay in Riverside County. Riverside County is facing a big deficit and may have to do some cutting, including public safety.
Yeah, Riverside County is facing a $100 million deficit over the next few years, and they're grappling with their upcoming budget right now. What hit the county the worst, not only the recession that hit all over the United States in 2008, but also the county was sued over the conditions in its jail, and there was a $40 million settlement. Mm. That's going to cost the county $40 million more than it's paying right now every year to bring the kind of health care that's needed to its jails. Also, the county is building a new jail, and they're going to have to pay for the staffing to bring that up. You know, the county commendably has amassed a $200 million reserve fund. Every city and every county should have a reserve. But if they don't do something, if they don't cut spending, they're going to be spending down that reserve and end up with nothing.
When will we know anything more that's important about this?
At the upcoming Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, I think they'll be discussing exactly how to cut. They're now facing the undesirable task of having to cut public safety. Public safety has been kind of protected from all of the cuts that have taken place. Other departments have absorbed that. But the sheriff's department, district attorney's office, probation, public defender, they absorb 60% of the county budget. So there's no way to avoid now cutting those. And that task is before them in the upcoming weeks and months.
Hmm. And finally, there was a meeting in San Bernardino about how to divide the donations that have been collected for the San Bernardino shooting victims and their families that have been collected, I guess, by Arrowhead United Way.
Right. And $2.4 million have come in from people who very generously thought of the people who suffered from this attack. And the task of deciding how to disperse that money was taken up by a 15-member board headed by the former mayor, Pat Morris. He reached out to the man who has headed up the efforts to disperse the donations to the 9/11 victims in New York and also the Gulf oil catastrophe. Mm-hmm. So the first place Patrick Morris reached out was to the man who knows best how to do this. It's not an easy task. There's going to be some people who will be unhappy with it. The plan that was described on Wednesday evening was to give about 80% of the money, $1.9 million, to the families of the 14 people who were killed in that terrorist attack. That works out to about $141,000 per victim. About 15% will go to the 24 people who were injured, including law enforcement personnel. I think three of them were injured. And that works out to about $5,000 each, plus $1,000 per night that each of them stayed in the hospital. And then about 5%, a little under 5%, $111,000 are going to go to 37 people who were present at the shooting but were not injured and taken to the hospital and were not killed.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.